This is an executive summary of single asset versus multi-asset COFs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you invest in a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, one of the most consequential structural choices is whether the fund holds a single asset or multiple assets. A single asset COF concentrates your capital in one project, often with detailed visibility into that specific deal, but with all your risk riding on its success. A multi-asset COF spreads your capital across several projects, diversifying away single deal risk, but typically offering less granular visibility into any one investment. Neither structure is inherently better, each strikes a different balance between concentration and diversification, transparency and spread, control and breadth. The right choice depends on your risk tolerance, your desire for diversification, and how much deal-level transparency you want. This guide compares single-asset and multi-asset COFs, the structures, the risk and return trade-offs, the transparency differences, and how to choose. Note that the rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor, as this is educational information, not investment advice. A single-asset COF concentrates your investment in one opportunity zone project, for example, a single apartment development, hotel, or commercial building in a designated zone. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.